Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, David Brent Johnson, and this time around on the program, I'll be featuring jazz and popular song interpretations of one of America's most popular country and western singer-songwriters by Dinah Washington, Joe Stafford, Cassandra Wilson, Nora Jones, Ray Charles, and more. It's the Hank Williams Songbook, coming up next on Afterglow.
Sleep won't come the whole night through. Your cheating heart will tell on you. When tears come down like falling rain, you'll toss around and call my name. You'll walk the floor, yes, the way I do. Your cheating heart will tell on you.
What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? Hey, sweet baby, don't you think maybe we could find us a brand new recipe? I got a brand new car and a $2 bill, yeah. Know a spot right over the hill. That's soda pop and the dancing free. So if you want to have fun, come along with me. So hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
Bill, all right. I know
right over the hill. There's soda pop and the dancing free. So if you want to have fun, come along with me. So hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? How's about cooking something up with me?
Hey, good looking from Ray Charles's Modern Sounds in Country and Western Music Volume 1. Before that, Louis Armstrong with Your Cheatin' Heart from Satchmo Serenades. David Brent Johnson here with you on Afterglow, and this time around on the program, I'll be featuring jazz and popular song interpretations of country and western singer-songwriter Hank Williams. Hank Williams, considered by many to be the godfather of country music, a legendary character who lived fast and died young. He was only 29 when he passed away in 1953. He enjoyed wide commercial success for the last several years of his life, and he's since become a mythical figure referenced often in American popular culture. Even while he was still alive, some of Williams' songs had begun to appeal to others across the genre divide of what was then often called hillbilly music. And pop and jazz performers such as Rosemary Clooney, Joe Stafford, and Louis Armstrong began to record covers of his tunes. I'll start off with one that reflects both the intensely personal storytelling of Williams' best work, as well as his penchant for what could politely be termed borrowing some of his melodies. Cold, Cold Heart. The song was written after Williams had had a terrible fight with his wife, Audrey. It was a big hit for him in 1951, and later that year he told a writer for the Wall Street Journal that the song had taken him only an hour to write, that he had sat and waited for God to give it to him. As his biographer Colin Escott points out, God may have given him the words, but the melody seems to have come rather directly from a 1945 T. Texas Tyler recording called You'll Still Be in My Heart. Like many other composers, Williams often appropriated melodies, folk or otherwise, for parts of his songs, or in this case, nearly all. Ironically enough, the man who sued Williams over it hadn't written the melody either. He had purchased it from one of its original authors. The case wasn't settled until after Williams' death, but Cold, Cold Heart remains one of the songs most strongly associated with Hank Williams, and its lyrics offer a stark look at the singer's unhappy marital life. It's one of the most frequently covered Hank Williams songs, along with Your Cheatin' Heart. Here's Dinah Washington's take on it on Afterglow.
To show that you're my every dream, yet you're afraid each thing I do is just some evil scheme. A memory from your lonesome past keeps us so far apart. Melt your cold, cold heart. Another love before my time made your heart sad and blue. And so my heart is paying now for things I did not do. In anger, said that makes the teardrop start. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? To me, but now I shackled to a memory. The more I learn to care for you, the more we drift apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? And melt your cold, cold heart.
Machete mio, pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Well, a goodbye, Joe, me gotta go, me oh my oh. Me gotta go for the Piro down the bayou. Oh my John, the sweetest one, me oh my oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bio.
Jambalaya, crawfish pie, Billy Gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see my share of meal. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bio.
Tibby Doe, Father No, place is buzzing. Kinfolk come to see my John by the dozen. Dressed in style, go hog wild, me oh my oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bio.
Jambalaya and a crawfish pie till they gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see my Michelle Amigo.
A pedo. Oh, I'll catch all the fish in the bio. Swap my mum to buy my John what he needo. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bio.
Jambalaya and a crawfish pie, Billy Gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see my Michelle Amigo.
As I love you, you wouldn't worry me half as much as you do. You're nice to me when there's no one else around. You only build as much as I miss you. You wouldn't stay away half as much as you do. I know that I would never be this blue if you only loved me half as much as I love you. place to me when there's no one else around. You only build me up to let me down. If you missed me half as much as I miss you, you wouldn't stay away half as much as you do. I know that I would never be this blue if you only loved me half as much as I love you.
Rosemary Clooney doing Half as Much, a song written by another Williams, Curly Williams, and popularized by Hank Williams with his 1952 recording. Rosemary Clooney's version charting in the top 10 that same year as well. Before that, Joe Stafford doing Jambalaya, a song that Williams co-wrote with country and western singer-pianist Moon Mullican. It's an ode to Louisiana Cajun country, a region for which Williams had quite a fondness. That song also a hit in later years for Fats Domino and John Fogerty. Joe Stafford's version recorded in 1952, the same year as Williams. And I started off with Dinah Washington and her 1951 recording of Williams's Cold, Cold Heart, featuring tenor saxophonist Paul Quinichette, the man known as the Vice Prez for his devotion to the playing style of Lester Young. Music now from two modern-day singers who've often done crossover material in the jazz and popular song idiom. Cassandra Wilson, whose 1995 landmark New Standard CD included a version of Hank Williams' I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry, and singer Madeline Peru, who did a Williams tune Weary Blues on her 2004 hit CD Careless Love. First up, something from jazz and pop singer-pianist Buddy Greco, a longtime nightclub performer who's an interesting footnote to his career. He was the pianist in Benny Goodman's late 1940s bebop big band. Greco recorded quite a few LPs for the Choral and Epic labels throughout the 1950s and 60s, and in 1964 he did a whole album of Williams songs called Modern Sounds of Hank Williams. From that album, a song with a bit of a bossa vibe to it. Hank Williams's I'm Sorry for You, My Friend, performed by Buddy Greco on Afterglow.
You've known so long that you were wrong, but still you had your way. You told her lies and alibis and hurt her more each day. But now your conscience bothers you. You've reached your journey's end. You're asking me for sympathy. I'm sorry for you, my friend. Laughed inside each time she cried. You tried to make her blue. She tagged along through right or wrong because she worships you. You know that you're the one to blame. There's no use to pretend. Today's the day you start to pay. I'm sorry for you, my friend. As she walked arm in arm at someone else's side, it made you stop and realize that time she turned the tide. You should have known you'd be alone, cause cheaters never win. You tried and lost, now pay the cost. I'm sorry for you, my friend. Thank you.
So lonesome I could cry. The silence of a falling star lights up the purple sky.
that might have been. God forgive me if I cry.
Madeline Peru doing Hank Williams' Weary Blues from her 2004 CD, Careless Love. Before that, Cassandra Wilson performing Williams' I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry from her 1995 Blue Note CD, New Moon Daughter. I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry, a song that Hank Williams was initially reluctant to record, according to Williams' biographer Colin Escott, because he thought the lyrics might be too self-consciously artsy and would possibly alienate his fans. And I started off with Buddy Greco doing Williams' I'm Sorry For You, My Friend, from his 1964 LP, Modern Sounds of Hank Williams. I'll have more jazz and popular song takes on the music of Hank Williams in just a few moments. Production support for Afterglow comes from Bicycle Garage, founded in downtown Bloomington and offering complete bicycle repair, sales, and custom fitting services. On Kirkwood next to the IU campus, Bicycle Garage, for bicycling around the block and around the world since 1980. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Afterglow.
You're cheating hard will make you weep. You cry and cry and try to sleep, but sleep won't come. Look at it, the whole night through. You're cheating hard.
The Hank Williams Songbook is the theme on this edition of Afterglow, with music coming up in the second half of the show from K-Star, Nellie Letcher, and Norah Jones. Hank Williams, considered by many to be the founding father of country music, and a man with a troubled personal life full of marital conflict and substance abuse problems that have only added to his legend. Hank Williams once warned by his idol Roy Acuff, "You've got a $1 million voice, son, but a 10-cent brain." Another iconic American singer tackled some of Hank Williams' music in the early 1960s as part of a two-album project that seemed out of left field at the time, but became a big success for the performer. In 1962, the African-American R&B singer Ray Charles released an album called Modern Sounds in Country and Western Music, and it featured three songs either written by or strongly associated with Hank Williams. The LP did so well that Charles recorded a follow-up volume, and he continued to do country and western material from time to time for the rest of his career. Here's his version of Hank Williams' song, You Win Again, a song that Williams recorded in the summer of 1952, exactly one day after he and his wife Audrey had become officially divorced. Ray Charles on Afterglow.
All over town that you've been seen just a running around. I know that I should leave, but then I just can't go. This heart of mine couldn't never see what everybody knew but me. Just trust in you was my great sin. What can I do? Oh, you win again. Yes.
What can I do? You win again.
I'm sorry for soon his head, like mine will bow, he'll give his heart, but all in vain, and
someday say,
you win again.
About 10:30, my little baby wouldn't let me in. Get it on over,
move it on over,
move it on over,
move over,
little dog, cause a big dog moving in. She changed the lock on our front door, and my door key don't fit no more. Get it on over, I say move it on over,
move over,
good dog, cause a bad dog moving in. She warned me once, she warned me twice, but I don't take no one's advice. Get it on over, I say move it on over,
move over,
old dog, cause a new dog moving in.
Mine is small, but it's better than no house at all. So move it on over.
I say get it on over.
Move over, mad dog, cause a good dog moving in.
Now listen here, pup, before you whine. That size yours and this size mine. Get it on over.
I say move it on over.
Move over, old dog, cause a new dog moving in.
Skinny dog, cause a fat dog moving in.
Move over, cold dog, cause a hot dog moving in. Let's go home.
Ray Charles doing Hank Williams' Moving On Over from his 1964 album, Have a Smile With Me. And before that, Charles doing Williams' song, You Win Again, recorded in 1962 for Charles' album Modern Sounds in Country and Western Music, Volume 1. In addition to the songs that he wrote himself, Hank Williams recorded a number of compositions done by other people. This was pretty standard, actually, back then. Most singers did not write their own material in those days. Williams struggled to have hits with his own material at first, and one of his first big successes came from a song written by somebody else, Lovesick Blues. Lovesick Blues had been written as a Tin Pan Alley tune all the way back in the early 1920s by Clifford Friend and Irving Mills, the man who'd play a significant role in Duke Ellington's early career. There was a 1920s recording of it by vaudevillian Emmett Miller and his Georgia Crackers, a band that included Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey, and there was also a 1939 country version of it by Rex Griffin. Hank Williams owned copies of both of those records. It was a huge hit for Williams when he did it in 1949. It was the recording that launched him into stardom. We'll also hear two other songs that Williams recorded but didn't write, including a recent stark instrumental interpretation of the song Lost Highway by pianist Rand Blake. First, singer Kay Starr with her version of Lovesick Blues on Afterglow.
I'm in love, I'm in love, and here's what has happened to me. I've got a feeling called the blues since my baby said goodbye. Lord, I don't know what I'll do. All I do is sit and sigh. That last long day he said goodbye. Lord, I thought I would cry. He'll do me, he'll do you. He's got the kind of loving. Lord, I love to hear him when he calls me and he tells me, here's your daddy. Ooh, what a beautiful dream. I hate to think that it's all over. I've lost my heart, it seems. I've grown so used to you somehow. I'm nobody's baby now, and I'm lonesome. I've got the lovesick blues. I'm in love with a wonderful guy. That's what's the matter with me. I'm in love with a wonderful guy, but he don't care about me. Got a feeling called the blues since my baby said goodbye. Lord, what'll I do? All I do is cry. I've grown so used to you somehow. I'm nobody's baby now, and I'm lonesome. I've got the lovesick blues. When he calls my name, what a beautiful dream. I hate to think that it's all over. I've lost my heart, it seems. I've grown so used to you somehow. I'm nobody's baby now, and I'm lonesome. I've got the lovesick blues.
The barren waste without the taste of water, cool water. Old Dan and I, with throats burnt dry and souls that cry for water, cool, clear water. Keep moving, then don't
to him then. He's a devil, not a man. He sprays the burning sand with water. Then can't you see that big green tree where the water's running free? It's waiting there for you and me. Dan's feet are sore, he's yearning for just one thing more than water, cool water. Like me, I guess he'd like to rest where there's no quest for water. Cool, clear water. Oh, keep a moving, Dan. Don't you listen to him, Dan. He's a devil, not a man. He sprays the burning sand with water. Dan, can't you see that big green tree where the water's running free? It's waiting there for you and me. Water's running free and it's waiting there for you and me.
Pianist Rand Blake doing Lost Highway from his recent CD Driftwoods, a song written by the prolific country music composer Leon Payne and recorded by Hank Williams in 1949. Before that, Nellie Letcher with her interpretation of Bob Nolan's Cool Water, another song that Hank Williams recorded. And we started off with a song that had been a breakthrough hit for Williams, Kay Starr's version of Lovesick Blues, co-written by Clifford Friend and Irving Mills from the CD The Magic of Kay Starr. I'll close out Afterglow with reprises of some of the most popular Williams songs that we've already heard in the program, and this time around by different performers, including Ray Charles's take on Your Cheatin' Heart and Norah Jones' cover of Cold, Cold Heart from her multi-platinum 2002 CD Come Away With Me. First up, a 1950s duet from two popular crossover performers of the era. It's a song that Hank Williams wrote on a plane trip in 1951 and promised to his Grand Ole Opry co-star Little Jimmy Dickens. Then he decided that it was too good to give away. Evidently, this was a pattern with Williams. He would write a song and offer it around, and if enough artists said, hey, that's a really good tune, Hank, he'd end up doing it himself. Here's Joe Stafford and Frankie Lane's take on Hey, Good Lookin' on Afterglow.
Hey, hey. cooking? What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? Hey, sweet baby, don't you think maybe we could find us a brand new recipe? I got a hot rod Ford and a $2 bill. I know a spot right over the hill. There's soda pop and the dancing's free. If you want to have fun, come along with me. Hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
Well, I'm free and I'm ready, so we can go steady. How's about saving all your time for me? No more looking, I know that I've been talking. How's about keeping steady company? Gonna throw my date book over the fence. Find me one for 5 or 10 cents. I'll keep it till it's covered with age, 'cause I'm writing your name down on every page. Hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
Hey, good looking, hey, 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 what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? Hey, sweet baby, a brand new recipe. I got a hot rod Ford and a $2 bill.
And no spot right over the hill.
There's soda pop and the dancing's free. It's a lot of fun on a jamboree. Hey, good looking. Hey, 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 what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up? How's about cooking something up? How's about cooking something up with me?
Tried so hard, my dear, to show that you're my every dream. Yet you're afraid each thing I do is just some evil scheme. A memory from your lonesome past keeps us so far apart. Why can't I free doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? Another love before my time made your heart sad and blue. And so my heart is paying now for things I didn't do. In anger, unkind words I said that make the teardrops start. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? Drift apart. Why and melts your cold, cold heart.
Close with Ray Charles doing Your Cheatin' Heart from Modern Sounds and Country and Western Music Volume 2. Before that, Nora Jones and Cold Cold Heart from her 2002 CD Come Away With Me. And I started off with Joe Stafford and Frankie Lane doing Hey Good Lookin' from the legendary Frankie Lane Volume 1. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Afterglow. Special thanks to Greg Adams and to Frank and other members of the Yahoo Songbirds listserv. Production support for Afterglow comes from Bicycle Garage, founded in downtown Bloomington and offering complete bicycle repair, sales, and custom fitting services. On Kirkwood next to the IU campus Bicycle Garage for bicycling around the block and around the world since 1980. Our engineer is Kevin Evans, and I'm David Brent Johnson, hoping that you'll join us again for more jazz, ballads, and American popular song on Afterglow.